Yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. You can find more about me at mailpostcardsfromhome.com. This podcast, this little get-together of ours, is about the book, The Science of Getting Rich. See, I believe this book can be a blueprint to you acquiring wealth, improving your life, having better relationships, expanding your business. I believe it is the bedrock. It's the foundational book that all self-help, motivational, even the people who are teaching ideas of like the science of the secret and the law of attraction, all of these books, all of these teachings, ideas, and concepts can be traced back to this wonderful book written by a guy named Wallace Wattles in the year 1910. So some of the wording may be a little odd because the book, well, it's old. But here's the beautiful thing. The wisdom in the book is universal. Universal, terrible word. I'm not a professional speaker. Not universal, but it applies throughout all times. Nothing. The internet has not changed how you get rich. It's just given you more opportunities, right? The internet has not changed how customer service, other than now you can serve your customers faster. Nothing foundationally about how to build a business or how to acquire wealth has changed since this book was written, other than there's more ways. More opportunity is available to you today. The opening chapter, the very first words penned by Wallace Wattles in chapter 1 of The Science of Getting Rich says, "Whatever may be said in the praise of poverty, the fact remains that it is not possible to live a really complete or successful life unless one is rich. No man can rise to his greatest possible height in talent or in soul development unless he has plenty of money. For to unfold the soul and to develop talent, he must have things to use, and he cannot have these things unless he has money to buy them." I mean, mission one, accumulate money, accumulate wealth. Now, sometimes people will say, well, I'm not interested in getting rich. I want to follow my passion. Well, following your passion is going to be hard to do when you're broke. See, taking care of your wife when she gets sick is going to be really hard to do if you don't have any money. I believe you can do both. Wherever your passion is, wherever your heart is, whatever it is you love to do, your wealth sits right there beside you. Meaning you can get rich doing it. In America, and now many other countries, due to the rise of democracy and open borders and free markets and the internet, you can get rich at just about anything in the world if you will apply yourself to it. I really believe that. At almost anything, you can get rich. But you have to want to get rich. In other words, you could be your passion could be dogs, and you want to be a dog trainer. Well, guess what? Most dog trainers don't make that much money. It's just a fact. They just don't make a lot of money. But Caesar Malone from The Dog Whisperer is a multi-millionaire. So Caesar Malone figured out how to follow his passion, which was dogs, and how to get rich at the same time. So I believe whatever your passion is, the universe is set up in such a way that it wants you to not only follow that, but to get rich, accumulate wealth, to build a solid financial foundation. Listen, you can't do that without specific and direct actions. Later, we'll see in the book where Wallace will talk about this idea of thinking in a certain way and taking efficient certain actions. So in other words, you have to decide that first and foremost, there's nothing praiseworthy about being poor. There's nothing good about it. There's nothing like, oh, I'm just a simple guy and I just want to stay that way. Listen, with the right action, you could take a $50,000 a year income, which is a very common income in the United States of America, right? I'm not being ridiculous here. You can go from $50,000 to building in less than 20 years and having a net worth of over $1 million, still making just $50,000. If you're smart with the $50,000. In other words, if you're smart with the money you make, I don't care if you're a door greeter at Walmart, truck driver, plumber, stock trader, or engineer, or even a doctor, if you'll take certain actions if you'll begin to process the idea that what you're doing now, you also want to get rich while doing it. And so you have to begin to take those actions, right? You can't confess, I want to get rich, and then blow all the money you make every week, right? These are in contradiction. You can't speak openly into the universe, I want to get rich, I want to acquire wealth, I want to, you know, I want to expand, I want to be bigger than I am, and at the same time, every time you get money, give it away. You need to be in the business of collecting money, not giving it away. See, and you've probably heard me say this on other podcasts. The trick to money is money, period. In other words, if you want more, you have to keep what you have. It doesn't matter how much you make. You have to stop obligating it to other people, period. I mean, it is no simpler than that. You don't need a fancy idea. You don't need a high-paying job. You don't need all of that. You just need to decide that where you're at now, you want to become rich. And then you have to do the math. Well, how can I do that? How can I become rich right now, where I'm at, right here, doing nothing different, meaning keeping the same career? I'm absolutely convinced of that. You could work at Walmart. And if you follow the basic principles of investing and time compounding over time, investing in the U.S. stock market, yes, it'll take you a long time, but you'll become rich. And so the idea that anyone's being kept from riches is nonsense. It's just not true. Now, what we need to do is shorten that time frame. In other words, I don't want you saving for 20 years, 40 years, 50 years. I think you can do it in under 10 as a normal person with a blue-collar job. Maybe you drive for UPS. I just watched the UPS driver pull up. When he was a kid, he lived on what he made. When he was 18 years old, he somehow survived this planet on what he made, which was probably not much. And then he became 25 and 26, and as he began to grow older, he began to get more responsible jobs. Pretty soon he became a route driver, I'm sure, for UPS, and he's probably making the most money he's ever made. But at each stage of the way, did he save some? And did that increase as he made more? Or did he continue to obligate and give it to other people to make people like me rich? You have to ask yourself. See, it's only going to happen because you decide. It's only going to happen because you just say, hey, I'm going to get rich. You don't need to know how you're going to get rich. You have to make this decision. You have to understand there's nothing praiseworthy about being poor. Whatever may be said of the praise of poverty, the fact remains that it is not possible to live a really complete or successful life unless one is rich. No man can rise to the greatest possible height in talent or soul development unless he has plenty of money. For to unfold the soul and develop talent, he must have many things to use. And he cannot have these things unless he has money to buy them. A man develops in mind, soul, and body by making use of things, and society is so organized that he must have money in order to become possessor of things. Therefore, the basis of all advancement for man must be the science of getting rich. In other words, to fulfill all of your obligations, to have the most of successful life, to accomplish all the things that you want to accomplish, in order to do that, you must set your mind on acquiring riches and becoming wealthy. You must become rich. And you can do that anywhere, at any time, in any job, at any age, if you begin to take the proper actions, without a doubt. The purpose of nature is the advancement and unfoldment of life, and every man should have all that he can contribute to the power, elegance, beauty, and richness of life. To be content with less is sinful. Wallace says that the man who says, you know what? And I hear this all of the time in my business. See, all of the time. I'm involved in network marketing, direct mail, affiliate marketing. And I often meet people that say, Gerald, I just need to supplement my income. If I could just make an extra $500,000 a month, that would change my life. Now, I'm not disagreeing. Matter of fact, I agree. If you made an extra $500,000 a month, it could radically change your life, right? Especially if you made that money and invested it every single month. How much sooner would you retire if you made an extra $1,000 on the side and you invested that? You could begin to accumulate real estate. You could invest in gold. You could begin investing in dividend stocks. You could invest in a business. right? You could take on a partner. You could open a restaurant. Think of what you could do of 20 or 30 months of saving $1,000 or $2,000 a month. You could have a lot of money to do something with, right? The purpose of nature is the advancement and unfoldment of life. And every man should have all that he can contribute to the power, elegance, and beauty and richness of life. To be content with less is sinful. You may hear my dog. Sinful. So people will say, Gerald, I just need to make an extra $500 to $1,000. Okay, I intellectually agree with you. That would make your life better. But why are you so selfish? And often they'll say, well, what do you mean? And I say, did you not read the book I sent you? See, because all my clients, I send them a copy of this book. I buy them by the cases on Amazon. And I've distributed over 500 copies of this book. When I leave this planet, everyone that I gave it to will not be able to say, I don't know how to get rich, because I told them. I gave them the blueprint. It's in 17 chapters in this book written in 1910. Happy to share a copy with you. Chapter number one that we're talking about now, chapter number one, the title is The Right to Be Rich. In other words, if you don't think you have a right to more, if you don't think that nature's natural state is growth and expansion, all you need to do is drive through a city that you haven't been in 20 years. The same restaurants aren't there. It's newer ones, bigger ones, better ones, more. Right? The same houses are there, and then there's more. So while you've been gone from this town, it's continued to grow. Go cut down a forest and watch what happens. People launch Bitcoin, look what happens. Now there's 100, now there's 1,000 coins. Now there's all kinds of exchanges. Why? Because that is the natural state of the universe. The universe itself, science says, is expanding. It all started from the Big Bang. Boom, big giant explosion, and the universe began to expand and expand. That is the natural state. The moment you stop. See, when you make 50 grand a year, and that's honorable, that's great, that's fine. See, because I believe you can get rich on that. Properly applied, you can get rich, but you first have to believe that as a person making 50 grand a year, I could get rich. Because I know you can. I did it. Now, we could argue back and forth. No, not Jeff Bezos. That's absurd. See, I can't imagine myself being a billionaire. You say, Gerald, why not? You're a positive guy. Because having run multiple businesses, I've made millions of dollars in sales. I realized what it would take to become a billionaire, and I don't want to do it. I can become a 100 millionaire, I have no doubt. You know? It all starts first with the idea. And I'm not talking about some fake-ass confidence in yourself. I'm not saying that, oh yeah, anybody can do it if they apply themselves. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that you, personally, you believe that you have a right to be rich. That as a door greeter at Walmart, as a truck driver for UPS, as a plumber, as a chiropractor or a doctor or a person living on Social Security, you have a right to get rich. And anyone can do it in 5 to 7 years when taking proper action, properly applied. Now, if you fall short, no big deal. You're going to be further ahead than if you didn't apply yourself. This is the win-win of this proposition. If I can get you to believe that you have a right to be rich, you just took the first step. Now I got to get you to really believe that. And just saying it once doesn't make it true. You need to contemplate it. You need to ponder it. You need to think on it. You need to put that, some people may call it prayer. Others, meditation. But in the book of The Science of Getting Rich, Wallace Wattles talks about holding that in that thinking stuff. And we're going to get to that. Right? Holding it there. Holding that belief. Because we don't know the time in which it'll happen. It might not be a month. 2 months, 3 months. See, I'm absolutely convinced that the massive failure in my industry in network marketing, the massive failure is they just don't fucking believe in it, period. And so all the help, all the postcards, all the booklets, all the magazine ads, all the follow-up systems, all the fancy-ass websites, none of that will help you because you don't actually believe. And so if you don't believe you have a right, then you're not going to do it. See, if I know I'm not staying at this hotel, say it's a big fancy-ass $400 or $500 a day hotel, and I don't have a room there, I'm not supposed to be there. I'm not dressed to be there. I don't have the money to be there. And yet I get invited there. So when I go into the hotel, I'm going to feel a little weird. Why? Because I don't believe I have a right to be there. But what if I stay at those hotels all the time? What if often I stay at $400, $500 a day hotels? So what happens? When I go in, I'm comfortable. Why? I'm supposed to be here. This is where my people hang out. Why? Is my right. Why? Because I'm rich. See, when once you have it, you expect it. Right? We pick on millennials that they feel entitled. Okay, I understand that. But you are entitled. Now, I'm almost 50. Some of my friends say, what do you mean? What do you mean they're entitled? They're entitled. Nature itself has given them the right to be rich. But they got to combine it with action. See, entitlement without action, the Bible says faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. What does that mean? It means you don't really have faith if it doesn't get your ass off the couch. You can't believe, I'm going to be a great trader, but you don't ever trade. See, you're just lying to yourself. And most people are. That's what the guy who says, man, I'm not looking to get rich. I just need to make an extra $500 to $1,000 a month. That's all I'm looking for. Yeah, because you're greedy. Because you are only concerned about yourself. Now, they don't realize that. And I don't necessarily know that they're intentionally, it's not like a person sitting around counting their money greedy. It's greedy in the fact that they don't have enough faith. They don't have enough belief. They don't accept their right. And so they play it down. They play it down. It's like walking in the room and the girl you first see is a knockout beautiful. And you think to yourself, oh man, if I could get a girl like that to go out with me. And then her friend who's not near as attractive comes up and you go, I'm going to talk to her instead. She's less likely to turn me down. Right? He doesn't feel like he has a right to go to that girl. Now what happens when a guy comes in with a little bit of swagger, a little bit of confidence, right? He believes in himself and talks as if and walks as though. What is that? It's understanding his right. See, I believe at birth, I was born with the right to be rich. Truth is, I was born in a trailer park in Beaumont. I was raised poor most of my life. I grew up in a trailer park. And it wasn't until I went to the Army that I actually had, a real stable job with consistent income. And it was small. And it was there that I began to meet people. But it wasn't so much the people that I met, but the books that I read that changed my life. And I went from zero to a million in under 10 years. But here's what I had. Crazy ass belief in myself. Now, I had nothing to back it up. But I had no choice because I had zero. See, when you have zero, what does it hurt to be confident? If you have zero, what does it hurt to talk big? If you have zero, what does it hurt to take a chance if you're broke? You got nothing to lose. But sometimes the poorest among us, the people with the least, are the stingiest. People act like it's rich people stealing. Man, poor people do more stealing than rich people. Now, some rich people steal. I'm not arguing with that. And some poor people give. I'm not disagreeing with that. But understand, there's nothing praiseworthy about poverty. And so you can't sit around making excuses and think it doesn't matter if you're black. It doesn't matter if you're Hispanic. It doesn't matter if your dad didn't love you. It doesn't matter if you're born in a trailer park in Beaumont. The world doesn't give a fuck. They don't care. So none of that matters, and you don't even need to sit around thinking about it. Well, I'm on a fixed income. No, you put yourself on a fixed income. Because the moment you decide you don't want to be on one anymore, that you believe that you deserve more than that, and you actually begin to make that decision, and guess what? When that decision is real is when you start taking actions to back up that decision. When you begin to talk as if and walk as though. That is when you come to realize that the universe and that nature, the natural state of the universe, the natural state of man, the natural state of everything is expansion, growth, and more. You can be a victim or you can decide to tap in what is already your right and claim it. Claim it. And the book, The Science of Getting Rich, will help you get there.